The refrain of the Work and Pension Secretary, Ian Duncan Smith, about his universal credit reform has been pretty consistent, on time and on budget. But it's getting more difficult by the day. The Public Accounts Committee says his department has wasted £140 million in trying to get the system up and running. The department itself has already written off £34 million. Mr Duncan Smith had to call in an outside executive to try to rescue the timetable and the plan. The opposition said it wants all-party talks to try to save universal credit, which it accepts in principle. Mr Duncan Smith has said no to that. Well, he'll be putting his case to the Commons Work and Pensions Committee today, and he joins us now. Mr Duncan Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Do you still say that it's going to be on time and on budget?
Yeah, the plan that we the plan that we put together, which we actually put out at the end of last week, demonstrated really that, in essence, by the end of 2017, the vast majority of people will be on it. There's one group that we won't have taken into universal credit, which is those who are on ESA support and some on the...
So about three-quarters of a million people.
Well, it's about 700,000, but that depends. That shrinks.
So when you say, in essence...
Can I just finish this? Quite important. The reason for that is we could easily have tried to rush those people in, but we decided not to. That was what Howard Shipley, the new leader of this, said to me, that he'd like to take time because they're the people who don't have any work requirement on them, and they've had the biggest change going through the work capability assessment, and therefore they need time to get through, and I think it's only fair to give them longer because they're not in the same position as all the others, some 6.5 million people that will be on by 2017.
So you're saying the fact that it isn't going to be on time and on budget
It's because you're being fair to people. No, it's on budget. And as I said earlier on, some 6.5 million people will be on the system by the end of 2017.
Now, what we're talking about is
a real reason for why we want to roll those people in the ESA crowd, the people who are on sickness benefits, because they've had the greatest change and they are the most vulnerable. And we've been urged to do this, by the way, by the committee and by a number of others who have all said, look, you know, it's fair to get the most vulnerable more slowly, not to fix them in just for a timetable. And I agree with that, and that's fine. That's what they've been asked to do. Otherwise, everybody else will be on the system by the period at the end of 2017.
All right. You say it's on time and on budget.
And the OBR figures show that it is in budget as well.
Well,
it's $2 billion will actually have...
2015-16, 4.5 million people were supposed to be on it. The figure that is now said to be the real figure for those who will be is... 10% of that.
Yeah, but
how can that
second.
Be described as efficiency?
No, you're getting confused with what's in budget. The figures that we were given are £2 billion to do this, and we will have spent under that by the time we get to the end of this programme. So the budget figure that you sort of doubted is correct. The OBR shows that we will be within the budget. The second thing is that we've never actually been specific about saying there would be. This, the original plan was the reason I put the Red Team report in a year and a half ago, because I was concerned that the relationship between the security and the online aspects wasn't going to work. And the people that came in for the Red Team, the outside people, said they agreed with me. And what we actually did was we've reset the programme so that we do the volumes later in the rollout, not so early. And I think that's fair because the lesson we learned from the rollouts under the last government, for example, of tax credits, where they put huge volumes through very early on and the whole system crashed, costing £30 billion in fraud, that's a lesson I was very certain that we needed to learn and not repeat, and we won't be repeating that this way.
So you said you were on time, but you're not. Look,
I'm sorry, I disagree with you. Some 6.5 million people, all of those who have a job requirement on them, which is the key to universal credit, all the benefits that are relevant to universal credit will be on. The system will be the only benefit. All the others will be closed down by 2016. So in essence, the decision about the sickest people is for the very good reason that they are actually going to take longer to do because we've got to be very careful, but they don't have a work requirement. So that was our plan. Universal credit will have a huge effect on people's lives. It will improve, as we've seen with the latest figures, the amount of time they spend looking for work, the chances they have going to work, and those who are on it at the moment. And we've already rolled out on the Pathfinder areas are all telling us this is a much better system, and they approve of it.
We've got to stop there. Ian Duncan Smith, thank you.